Hello, hello, Tyler Bryden here. Okay, it's the start of a new month. It's June 2022, or 6 months into 2022. What a crazy ride it's been. And today I thought it would be interesting to take a look through sort of the performance of my personal assets online and give you sort of a journey that I would be taking when I review something. Hey, Tasha. Hello, buddy. To review a month, start to prioritize and strategize on what I should be doing in the next month, and how I sort of look at this analytics layer around all the personal content that I've been creating. For your context, I've been creating almost a video a day, I think about 30 videos last month, maybe a little bit less than that, just on the weekends and stuff, posting that website, which then distributes to podcasts. You've got LinkedIn, you've got YouTube. I gave up on TikTok. I didn't give up on TikTok, but TikTok obviously is about short clips, punchy, impactful, and I was finding the process of clipping and getting into TikTok too much time. I'm spending too much time on this already. Well, that's dependent. That's, I guess, a personal thing. I'm really enjoying it. I'm learning a lot and some new things that are coming out for me. So I'm going to walk through some of the analytics that I look at the end of a month, sort of give you my thought process. Maybe you'll learn something from the way that I'm looking at it. And if you have any other strategies or things to uncover insights or content opportunities, we'd love to hear, because I think this is super interesting and obviously a thing that all businesses are looking at today. So I'll share my screen. First of all, I'll hop into what Google Search Console has released as sort of, they've got this new sort of site overview. So this is pretty high level insights from the last 28 days. You can't even filter. I'll show you the more deeper performance level, but you can start to see the most search queries and the most trending queries. And then, even it only shows five at once, but you can start to see which ones are getting clicks. And then it will give you a little indicator here. If you're in the top five results, you've also got the most trending queries. So I published a video, Y Combinator letter to founders, posted that on the website. With that, the URL structure then populates on the website, and that is actually driving a considerable amount of new clicks to the site, and on a very specific sort of high intent topic for an audience that personally I'm interested in connecting and communicating with. And that's been, I think, a great outcome of this process that I'm on, this content creation process. It's allowing me to connect with other people. And I will say there is this sort of analytics layer that I'm looking at. You can look at the performance and think, oh, this is great performance, this is bad performance. But there's also this intuitive feel, and I think this is really important, is this building credibility? Is it connecting you with people who you want to be connected with? Is this spurring conversations? There's all these questions that we can ask to feel like, is this time investment worth it? And for me, it is worth it. And outside of some of the analytics that I'm going to walk through right now, some of the conversations or outreach, referrals, they have been very worthwhile in the last month, and makes me want to continue on this journey. So just in your own content journey, make sure that you take that into consideration, because sometimes the numbers don't always look that fun. You don't think you're necessarily making that big of an impact, but it could be a few people that see your content or get engaged, and that could be a big difference for your business. So on the more deeper level of Google Search Console, this is the more in-depth report. And what I've done, taken this date range, looked at May 1st to May 31st, and then I can now see the queries, I can see the average click-through rate, and then the average position of that. So, from a simple level, you can export this into a CSV, but generally you wanna do a couple, just filtering to see high level, what were the most clicks that were had here. I just wanna see, so you've got queries, you've got pages, so you can see the most clicked pages. I wrote this, like this is a legacy post from like 2019 that continues to get Amazon merch best practices. But now you can see a real, like I just posted this month and already driving quite a few impressions and clicks, and I had a pretty high position here as well too. So you can see like a lot of these contents, like this post is turning milestones of turning 26 years old and continues to rank and drive traffic today. And that's why I do encourage people to put together this content creation process. And a lot of times it won't even hit right away. It might be months or years before it starts to hit, but you can start to see some really interesting things. And then if you have the right triggers and calls to actions and things like that, there's a lot of opportunity. So I'm looking at all these searches. Great. It gives me some ideas on possibly what is working, what's not working, maybe even pages that I should be optimizing for better CTAs, or just improving the page. And you know, updating content, refreshing content is a great way to then continue to see page content be ranked on search engines. But one thing I'd like to do, I'm just going to go last 28 just in terms of speed, but do a little bit of a comparison period. So I'll look at the last 28 days and see the difference. Did I do year over year? I think I did. I did year over year. Last 28 days compared to the previous period. And you can start to see the little bit of a difference here. And now what I like to do at this point is I like to see, are there any clicks or impressions that had a big difference in this time period? So in this case, I can see a couple ones that had a little bit more clicks. Again, these are very small numbers, but then I can also do the same thing in impressions. So I wrote a post about, I think this was just a post, but about finding the best email finder tool. There was literally no impressions the previous 28 days, and now we're already at almost 200. And you can start to filter and see the gains there. Obviously, again, I can filter and say I want to look at more of these results and do that. And then you can actually, you know, scan down, find some opportunities, and look if there's any areas that there are big trending up ones, and figure out how can I fortify that content, how can I write more content around it, how can I increase it even further. And then you've also got another one here where you can see sort of the position difference. So what position was it in 28 days ago, and then what position is it in now, and zero generally meaning it wasn't ranking, and now you've got the opportunity to see where it is sitting now. And then I can even filter here, right? And I can say where in the last 28 days, I got to get past the zeros here, where was my content sitting? Oh, I got lots of zeros here. And I can add a filter, I can add a query here. There we go. So now I can start to see, okay, what's ranking in the top? And I got too many columns going on here and it's not big enough for my screen, but I can start to see what positions are ranking high. And if I go, and I probably extended this a little too long just because I'm not using my big screen, I can start to see which content is actually ranking number one. And if I want, just to clean this up here, I can go, I can get rid of the clicks, I can get rid of that, and then I can just look at the position part here. So now I can see all on one screen what is ranking. And so YC is actually, you know, some of the stuff is high very quickly. And then you've also got some stuff I wrote about Kendrick Lamar, which is in the top 10 on specific searches. So really fascinating way to figure out how quickly content ranks. If you have, you know, now I'm like, okay, these album reactions, they drive, because a lot of people are searching for them and it's trending, it actually drives a lot of engagement and growth. And because I've got you know, this video on YouTube, it's good content, people can spend time on the page, etc., etc. So lots of really interesting things right there, and then gives me a couple opportunities. And obviously I'm just taking a quick look at this, but I could spend a lot of time sort of figuring this out, filtering the information for what I'm looking for, and then figure out what content do I want to make in June here. So hop into another spot, which is LinkedIn, which is where I've been creating a lot of content. And they do not have very good analytics tool. I did a quick look here about it, and really you're looking at one video at once to see the analytics on it, and then sort of the post analytics too. From my perspective, I can go down, I can find, okay, is there any that have a little bit more views? So this was that Y Combinator letter to founders, which overall seemed to have a little bit more engagement and views. And I can click this and I can see video performance, 187. So that's quite a bit of time. People watching it, 200 lifetimes, and then 191 viewers. So I can look at the previous 7 days. I can look at weekly, which is basically going to be the same. And then I can also see the companies that are looking at it, the people, the titles of those companies, and then where they're located. So it can also give me some interest of, okay, interesting. So these are some of my connections, some of my friends on LinkedIn, they're checking out the content. That's great to know. And then overall, what is the main title of the people who are watching these videos? So then I can start to use that to then optimize videos. Okay, I know a lot of founders are watching these videos. How can I use that to create content that's more valuable to founders, knowing that they're a highly valuable audience and the kind of people that I want to connect with? So again, very quick, brief through this, but you can already see a couple sort of possible paths to insights that then allow you to then prioritize and optimize content moving forward. And then I'll hop into analytics. And so I've got a filter view here, not going on much. And you know, one thing I really noticed when I was just on that Google Search Console, someone would notice like impressions year over year are down. And I was publishing a lot more content last year and then have started to ramp up again now. But overall, a lot of that content that I had been had posted, while it was still, some of it was still ranking, the overall impressions and positions and stuff was starting to entropy. So so that idea of continuing to refresh and create new content is one that is very important and valuable if you want to keep that momentum, keep the traction, keep the engagement up. So now I am in the actual analytics system. This universal analytics system is shutting down in 2023. It's not even that far. So I've got to set up the new GA4, which I haven't done, but this is all good. High level audience overview. Okay, great. Again, I think some things make sense, but unless you start to compare, you really don't get that much insight. So it's great to look at a metric, but unless you have some sort of time period or comparison, it starts to not really make that much sense. So users up, sessions up, fantastic. Bounce rate, however, is also up, and then overall page views and pages per sessions are down. So that most likely what I derive from that is it's great, I've got some new users, but a lot of these might just be coming and checking out one piece of content that maybe I shared somewhere, and then they're bouncing off that pretty quickly. So how can I lower that bounce rate? What can I do to increase the stickiness of the site, add other content that connects it, et cetera, to make sure that people aren't bouncing, that making sure that people are visiting multiple pages per session. Those are challenges and things that I have to ask myself. So there are so many layers of insights that you can go on to here, but what I'd like to do is take a look at two things, I would say, all source medium, and this gets a little messy here, so I'm actually gonna move the compare. I'm just gonna look at this in general and start to see, okay, here's the sources, where's what's driving the most users. But then because I've got a couple, in this view, I've actually only got one goal, I can start to say where was the most goals completed, which it was Google Search Console, fantastic, Google Search. And then I can actually see what was the highest conversion rates for these goals too. So it's hard when you've got a very small sample size. It doesn't make too much of a piece here. And an outbound link might be the most, might not be the most optimized goal for me. So there's another view I can see, calendar link clicks, things like that. And that allows me to then optimize even further. And so I'll spend some time looking at this, seeing what sources, if there's anything that's, you know, valuable from that. Also looking from a referral basis, which could give me a little bit more detail, sort of insights into where exactly those people are coming from. There's the idea to look at social. You can see LinkedIn being the biggest driver, which makes sense considering the amount that I share. And then I also like to take a look at that landing page, because in Google Search Console, we could look at those landing pages, but they were really just showing organic traffic, whereas this could show a little bit more. So you can also see in the same way the amount of sessions that they're doing. And then you could add, you know, you could add a secondary dimension in here and say source. So you want to say, hey, I'm very interested in this page specifically, but I want to look at what sources, you know, how do people actually get there? So I can hop in, jump in source medium into a secondary dimension. And now I can see most of it was Google Search with one nice Bing and one nice DuckDuckGo. So thank you, DuckDuckGo. And I mean, there's so much more here. I do have all the events, layered in here. Let's see, I did one too many clicks at once. So I've got these top events. And I think, let's see, okay, because I've only got it in this one, so I'll hop into this Google Data Studio then, where we can actually jump and see, this is pulling in the all website data view. You can see the outbound links that were going there, and then you can see the actual event label. So this was the link that was getting clicked on most. So generally when I am sharing content, I will link the resources, sometimes in a nice way, sometimes just in a pretty sloppy way, but I can start to see the content that people are most interested in. And then I can also take a look and say, hey, someone clicked on my Calendly link, and I can unlock and follow that entire path to how they got to that Calendly link. So You know, I'm at already at 15 minutes of a review here. I went through this pretty quick. Lots of different ways to actually filter out this information, show what's, you know, show what's working, show what's not, the kind of content that is ranking, the kind of content that is not. But you can see, you know, even at a small sample size, there is a lot that you can learn and very quickly start to figure out, okay, what's working best, what's working, what's not working, and how do I make the next month even better than this last one. So I'm at the end of my time here. That was a quick 15 minutes. I hope you learned something from this, of just the path that I had. And thank you as always for checking this out. It's been a fun month. Let's make the other one good too. Bye-bye.